Well, do have a seat. The first word of that reading, the letter snippet to the Ephesians, was the word consequently. Consequently, you are no longer. Consequently, you are no longer, but now. You see, for us as a church, for us here as Countess Free Church here in Ely, we are not here because of some static idea, some fixed concept that sounds good to us and sounds like a good thing. We're not here because of a static idea or concept. We are here because something has happened. Something has happened consequently. In other words, because of Jesus. Because of Jesus and what he has done. Because of Jesus, things have changed. Because of Jesus, you are no longer foreigners, strangers, outsiders, people at a distance, disconnected, fragmented. No, because of Jesus, you are fellow citizens, joined together, joined with God's people, members of his household. Fellow citizens, think about that. Remember that that means that you have a different kind of passport. Remember, we've talked about this before with all this Brexit silliness going on. And whatever happens, whether you end up with a red, blue or black passport or something, some other colour, it's irrelevant. Yes, it will affect our lives, but it's irrelevant because we have a different citizenship. A citizenship with Jesus in his heavenly household. God's household. That's the real passport to hang on to. In his big extended family, all come together, each one of us important. So humour me. Affirm the person next to you, whether they're regular or visitor or you've never met before or you know them well, and say to them, you are important to this family. Off you go. You really are. Every one of us. So, for us here at Countess Free Church, the number one big thing for us as a church is, drum roll, it'll come up on the screen, church is people. But is it any old people? Well, no. It is us together because of Jesus, in consequence of Jesus and what he has done. Church is people walking together with Jesus in his mission. We are about him and what he has done. And therefore, following from what he has done, what he wants to do with us out in the world. And that leads us to our second big thing for us as a church, because it's about working out through us in the world. Therefore, number two big thing, discipleship matters. It matters. It's important. Because it's about him working his purposes out through us for the rest of our lives out in the world. That's a perfectly reasonable definition of discipleship. Walking with Jesus, him working his purposes out through us out in the world. It matters. It's important. That's why we have a big thing about discipleship, and we talk about discipleship and how we do that. And we talk about that a lot. See in what Paul wrote to the Ephesian church in verse 20. He says, "You are God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, with Christ as the chief cornerstone." Our foundations, our roots are anchored in Christ. Without him, makes no sense. No point in us being here. Anchored in Christ. But there's the apostolic and the prophetic dimension too. That means that even though we are anchored, rooted, our chief cornerstone foundation is in Christ, it is not, again, not static. But there's movement there. It's dynamic. That's why the apostles and the prophets are mentioned, because they both imply movement. The apostles, remember, are all about pointing out, saying, this is where God is taking us next. Let's go. Movement. And so they're pointing out there. And the prophetic is all about saying, look, how do we continually get our lives and ourselves and what we do back pointing to the purposes of God up there? Both imply movement. It's not static. So we're anchored in Christ, we're sent out there, and we're continually called to relate to God properly. So that's why we have the apostolic and the prophetic. Of course, you remember we've looked at Ephesians chapter 4, where there's also the evangelists and the shepherds and the teachers. We need all five. But fundamentally in there is Christ and the movement of the apostolic and the prophetic. Out there and relating to God. This is discipleship. Being in that movement. And as I remind everyone, each time we have a church meeting, I don't know if you read that writing down the edge of the slides that I put up. I use the same slide template every time for the past several years now, so hopefully you've read it by now. It says, I might do a test. No, I won't do a test. It'll go on, be wrong. It says, your discipleship is mission critical. Your discipleship is mission critical. Critical to the mission. Critical for what God wants to do in this city. Your discipleship matters. It's mission critical. It's important. So pay attention to it. You see, converts join a club. But disciples start a movement. Converts, they follow traditions. But disciples follow Jesus. Converts can change their minds. But disciples stay rooted in Christ and change their lives to accommodate what the Spirit is telling them to be right with Christ. And then through that, and through their witness, influence, and therefore help change the lives of other people as well. So that's why we say each and every person of reasonable Christian maturity should take responsibility for their own discipleship. Now, if you are a new Christian, you've only just come to faith recently, you need nurturing. That's fine. Other people will help you get started on your discipleship journey. That's perfectly sensible. But there comes a time, just as parents with a child need to kind of see their child grow up and release into the world, there comes a time where you mature as a Christian, and rather than being nurtured and told how to do your discipleship, there comes a time where you have to take responsibility for your own discipleship, your own prayer rhythms, your own looking and reading and absorbing of Scripture, your own gathering with others to worship, your own sense of where God is calling you, what God has put into your life or what is all about. You have to take responsibility for that. I cannot do that for you. The leadership team cannot do that for you once you are a mature Christian. Now, you do that not in isolation. You do that not in a hermetically sealed, isolated bubble. You do that with others. So what's one of the other little phrases that I use for about discipleship? It begins with S. It's share the walk. Share the walk. Do your take responsibility for your discipleship, but do it with others. Get yourself into a prayer partnership or a trip that be part of another small group or a mission activity team. Be part of the church. We are a household family knit together, Christ present with us. Well, we're going to pause at this point and go back to that rehearsal of what we're about with the communion. Continuing in that Ephesians passage, it says, verse 21, in him the whole building. Building? Like, oh no, why is he talking about building? The whole building, in him you too are being built together. The building is a metaphor. The body of people. We together become the building. In fact, more than just any old building, we together become a temple, a place where the presence of God resides, where other people can discover God. See, it says, together become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Get your head round how massive that is. You, me, us, together, a place where God dwells. A place where he sets up home, a place where he organizes his living operational base, his office, a place where he can work, a place where others can encounter him. But none of that would make sense if we kept a lid on it. So big thing number three, engaging with the community. That's us taking the lid off that and allowing that to interact. We want to be open and generous with this wonderful presence of God poured into our lives. God is at work. We want that shared. And that's where us being a household, a building, or a temple is a wonderful, wonderful thing. For when we go out there from this building, diversely into the community, into play, or to work, or to our homes, wherever we go, scattered out there, we go, listen carefully, we go not from church, we go as church. We go as church. We're still church when we go out there with his presence, as followers of Jesus, able to minister that presence, to declare kingdom life. Our vision as a church here at Countess Free Church is we want to see kingdom life across the city. Let's try that again. We want to see kingdom life across the city. That's what we want to see. That's our desire. That's our aspiration. That's our goal. Kingdom life, people being healed, people being set free, people finding forgiveness, people finding fragmented, broken relationships restored. All that is kingdom life. That's what we want to see here, there, everywhere, across the city. And we can do that because when we go out from here across the city, we go as church. The living temple presence of God, God's office, his bureau, his place of operations, his forward operating base. You see how much more we can do than if we were just stuck here in the building. And that's why we talk about ourselves as a church with this concept, which will be shown on the next screen. We understand ourselves to be disciples in mission with a resourcing base. Resourcing base helps us do that discipleship, that scattered, taking kingdom life across the city out there. We have loads and loads of ways in which we do that, and of course we do that each in our individual ways as well. So we have this menu of mission possibilities. There's a couple of copies out there. You can find it on the website. I can print more, which shows all kinds of different ways, some of which we organise, some of which we organise in partnership with the other churches of the city. So there's like 2x2, there's Connect for Jesus. They have, as parts of this church, mission activity teams, people who make those activities happen as part of our discipleship in mission out there. Of course, there's Food Bank, there's College Chaplaincy, and all kinds of other stuff. Some are once a year, like Shine, Girls' Day. Now, here's the thing. Some of those activities, not all, some of those physically happen in this building. But that doesn't make them a resourcing-based activity. That activity is still discipleship in mission out in the periphery. Get that? Just because it's in this building, it's still an activity of discipleship in mission in the periphery on this diagram. It just happens to use this building as a resource. So let's just take randomly Connect for Jesus, our midweek children's club on a Wednesday night. It's useful and it helps them do their thing by using this building on a Wednesday night. If things changed, if they decided that sports on the field was their thing and they were going to do that, whatever the weather and whatever the cold and the dark, then they wouldn't use this building. They would go to the field. But for the moment, for Connect for Jesus, it makes sense for them to use this building, not because it's a core activity in the resourcing base. No, it's a mission activity. It's our discipleship in mission that happens to use this physical building as a resource. But we have other stuff that goes on, like our small groups. Again, that's discipleship in mission. Now, we resource that from the resourcing base by sending out notes. This week I sent out the notes for this term, which Helen and I have selected as a course looking at aspects of faith and mental health. And we figured that that would be a good resource to send from the base out to the different groups to use to help them do their discipleship in mission out in the periphery, out there. So in a nutshell, that's us as Countess Free Church. There's some other points you might want to look at. There is a poster in the hall on the board next to the fire exit. List some other points, like how we value children, how we think it's important to apprentice and mentor people and help people grow in leadership. You can read that for yourself. The key things, though, is that it's because of Jesus and what he has done. He enables us to be a people, to be church. Within that, our discipleship, our following of Jesus, is of mission-critical importance. So we take that seriously and take responsibility for our discipleship. But we don't keep a lid on things. We engage with a community with an open, generous attitude.